I'm back in the US after spending almost a month in India. While I was in India, I happened to read a book by, which is the biography of Steve Jobs. It was rereading in the book. He said that he attributed his success, Steve Jobs attributed his success, to what he learned in India. He only went once, and after that he didn't go. What did he learn? He said that he learned in India about the unconscious mind, the superhuman mind that everybody has, which is not something that you're going to college and or university. It is latent within you. And my teaching focuses more on that. The innate intelligence that we have, everybody has the ability to become a Steve Jobs. So I remember watching the movie of Steve Jobs. I went with my wife to watch that movie. And he went, Steve Jobs went and held the jacket of his professor, who did not want Steve Jobs to quit college. But Steve Jobs went and grabbed the jacket of the professor and said, "You have an identity, and that is this jacket. But I don't have an identity. So my teaching is about your own identity. Every one of you has the ability to be anything and everything you want. Why? Because God created man in his own image. It is not only Judeo-Christianity, it is also in India. You are God, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. It is the language of the unconscious, aham brahmasmi. It keeps on telling that you are God, but then the human mind is telling, I am a loser, I am a Joe Blow, I am a Joe Blow, I am a Joe Blow. And that's the thing. That is what we have to conquer. And then all my teachings center around that. No matter what you are, even if you say that I am not God, you are that. And that is the truth.